The Canadian Mint commemorates the sinking of the Princess Sophia. And Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett explains why an officer shot a bear in a residential area of Skagway over the weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Police Department shot and killed a bear cub Saturday after attempting to scare the bear away from a residential area. Since then, more details have emerged about why police shot the bear and efforts to relocate it before the shooting took place. The yearling black bear cub first appeared in Skagway around Thanksgiving. In a post made Sunday on Facebook, the Skagway Police Department reported that the bear was attracted to the area by apples in residents' front yards. After hearing safety concerns from parents and pet owners, the police attempted to scare the bear away Saturday afternoon. According to Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett, the cub became aggressive by growling and charging the officer attempting to scare it away. Leggett says police shot the bear in response.
He growled and charged at the officer, you know, then that tells us that he's going to growl and charge at possibly anyone. So when that attitude and demeanor moves to that level, I believe it's a heightened sense of concern for the public. I mean, you cannot have a bear take up residence in people's yards.
According to Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch, the cub was young and would probably not have survived on its own.
So in this case, it was not an orphan. It was supposed to be on its own. It just happened to be in very poor condition for a bear of that age.
The yearling black bear weighed 45 pounds, which is underweight, according to Koch. Police say they discussed moving the bear to a captive facility with ADF&G, but Koch says it would have been difficult to find a place that could take the bear.
And then if facilities want it, you also have to, there's a permitting process through the state, and the permitting biologists examine whether the facility is capable of caring for an animal, if they have enough space to humanely care for them, and they've fulfilled all of their requirements and things like that. Being that it was not a cub from this year, it's likely that no facility would have wanted it anyway.
There was one facility that was willing to take the yearling black bear. Evie Kinnear is the co-director of Fortress of the Bear, a bear rescue center based in Sitka. She says she was contacted by a Skagway resident about the roaming bear and would have housed it if Fish and Game agreed. She was never contacted by the police department or Fish and Game about the bear. However, Kinnear says the Fortress of the Bear's state permits are maxed out. At the moment, the center is not allowed to take in any more cubs. Chief Leggett says that the department did everything it could to keep the cub away from the public while an adequate facility was arranged for the bear.
Our goal was to keep him hemmed up until the people, the top folk up there, could actually get a permitted place. You know, just because someone said they'll take it, there's a process, and Fish and Game has a process, and we're obliged by that process. And so we were just working within the system we had to try to hold this bear off the best we could.
After the shooting, the bear's carcass was sent to the ADF&G office in Douglas for examination. The Canadian Mint made a commemorative coin for the centennial of the sinking of the SS Princess Sophia. Yves Barabé, the artist who created the image for the coin, isn't the first to be inspired by the tale. He spoke to KHNS reporter Claire Strempel from his home in Nova Scotia.
The sinking of Canadian Pacific steamer SS Princess Sophia captured the imagination of more than one artist. Musicians memorialized the fateful night in song, residents in Juneau produced a whole opera, and in Haines they mounted a play. There's even a silver coin to commemorate the centennial of the event.
I try to be very respectful and try to be, you know, realistic with the history.
Yves Bérubé is the artist the Canadian Mint commissioned to create the image for the coin. He's a Canadian maritime artist from Nova Scotia, but he's more than familiar with the history of the Princess Sophia. Bérubé worked on a documentary about the Princess Sophia in the 1990s. In creating a painting and design for the coin, he got another chance to put all that research to work, this time through his art.
Yes, that's my job, to try to save put on canvas and save our history. Doesn't matter to me if it's Canadian or American. To me, you know, it's our coast. And it's very important to remember.
The Sophia may have been a Canadian vessel, but her passengers were Alaskans and Yukoners who shared a common landscape and fate in the Lynn Canal.
We have to teach that, you know, in school and bring that, you know, like alive and make sure, you know, the future generation will remember.
The sinking of the SS Princess Sophia was the biggest maritime disaster in Alaska, Yukon, and British Columbia. The remains of the Canadian vessel lie at the bottom of the Lynn Canal, where she sank en route from Skagway to Juneau in October of 1918. Everyone on board, nearly 350 people, died. Yet outside the events of the centennial, there's little cultural memory of the Princess Sophia.
Well, I think first has to be said that it didn't capture the imagination for a long time.
That's Steve Heitz, a Sophiaphile and artist who wrote a song about the sinking for his album, Yukon Legacy. The story captivated Heitz from the moment he heard it. And it turns out he's already familiar with the coin Berube made.
I have a commemorative coin. I'm holding it in my hand as I speak to you. It's a beautiful painting. It's shot with more or less a three-quarter artist's view of the vessel as it runs right up onto the reef. Smokestack blowing smoke. She's going full steam ahead, and the waves are crashing around her as her bow scrapes up onto the top of the rocks.
Heitz says the story is the ultimate tragedy. But why hadn't it been told until recently, 100 years after the fact?
Now, when somebody makes a movie, you know, starring, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Though the Sophia's tale took years to resurface, Heitz feels confident it will endure and even grow as more people hear it. And for locals, its message is all the more poignant.
The fact of the sinking of the Sophia is the fact that 360-some-odd human beings breathe their last breath in a terrible, terrible, terrible way to die situation in a place just down the street from where we live. And there were people just like us.
It's a history that's bigger than borders, but still hits home. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. Our newscasts and stories can also be found on Stitcher and NPR One.